As the subject of the genealogy of these apes is indeed exceedingly complicated and unusual, I shall inform your reason about it from every possible aspect. The fact is that neither are your favorites descended from apes, nor are apes descended from them. But the cause of the arising of these apes is in this case, as in every other misunderstanding there, their women. First of all, I must tell you that none of those terrestrial ape beings now arising there in various exterior forms ever existed before the second Transalpalnian perturbation. It was only after this disaster that the genealogy of their species began. The cause of the arising of these misconceived beings, as well as that of all events more or less serious in the objective sense that occur on the surface of that ill-fated planet, stemmed from two sources totally independent of each other. The first, as always, was the same lack of foresight on the part of certain most high, most saintly cosmic individuals. And the second was, once again, those abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence established by your favorites themselves. The point is that during the second Transalpalnian perturbation, besides the chief continent of Atlantis, many other large and small land masses entered within the planet, and new land masses appeared in their place. These displacements of various parts of the common presence of this unfortunate planet lasted several of their days, accompanied by frequent planetary tremors and manifestations that could not fail to evoke terror in the consciousness and feelings of beings of every kind. During that period, many of your three-brained favorites, who, together with one-brained and two-brained beings of other forms, had chanced to survive, unexpectedly found themselves upon other newly formed land masses in places that were entirely unfamiliar to them. It was just then that many of these strange Keshchapmartnian three-brained beings of active and passive sex, or as they say, men and women, were compelled for a number of their years to exist apart, that is to say, without the opposite sex. Before continuing to relate how all this occurred, I must tell you in a little more detail about that sacred substance which is the final result of the evolving transformations of every kind of being food, and is formed in the presence of every being without distinction of brain system. This sacred substance, elaborated in the presence of beings of every kind, is almost everywhere called exiohare. But your favorites on the planet Earth call it sperm. Through the all-gracious foresight and command of our common Father Creator, and according to the actualization of great nature, this sacred substance arises in the presence of all beings without distinction of brain system or exterior coating, in order that by its means they may consciously or automatically fulfill that part of their being duty which consists in the continuation of their species. But in the presence of three-brained beings, it also rises in order that they may consciously transform it for coating their higher being bodies for their own being. Before the second Transalpalnian perturbation there, which the contemporary three-brained beings refer to as the loss of the continent of Atlantis, in the period when various consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer had already begun to be crystallized in their presence, a being impulse was gradually formed in them, which later became predominant. This impulse is now called pleasure, and in order to satisfy it, they were already beginning to exist in a manner unbecoming to three-centered beings. That is to say, most of them gradually began to remove this sacred being substance from themselves for the satisfaction of this impulse alone. Well, my boy, from then on, most of the three brain beings of the planet Earth were not content to carry out the process of the removal of this substance, which is continuously elaborated in them, only at those periods normally established by great nature for beings in accordance with their organization, for the purpose of the continuation of their species. Owing to this, and also to the fact that most of them had ceased to utilize this substance consciously for coating their higher being bodies, it came about that when they did not remove it from themselves in ways that by then had become mechanical, they naturally experienced a sensation called circlinimana, a state they describe as feeling out of sorts, and which is invariably accompanied by what is called mechanical suffering. Remind me at some opportune moment about those periods fixed by nature for the normal process of the utilization of the exyohari by beings of different brain systems for the continuation of their species, and I shall explain this to you in detail. Well then, they, like ourselves, are only Keshchapmartnian beings, and when this sacred substance, continuously and inevitably formed in them, is utilized normally for the continuation of their species by means of the sacred process El Muano, its removal from their presences must be accomplished exclusively with the opposite sex. But these three brain beings, who by chance had escaped disaster, were no longer in the habit of utilizing this substance for coating their higher being bodies. And as they were already existing in a manner unbecoming to three brain beings, when they are obliged to exist for several of their years without beings of the opposite sex, they turned to various anti-natural means for the removal from themselves of this sacred substance Exyohare. The beings of the male sex had recourse to the anti-natural means called Murdurtin and Androparaste, or as the contemporary beings would say, Onanism and Pederaste, and these anti-natural means fully satisfied them. But for the three brain beings of the passive sex, or as they call them, women, these anti-natural means were not sufficiently satisfying. And so the poor women orphans of that time, already more cunning and inventive than the men, began to seek out beings of other forms and accustom them to be their partners. Well then, it was after these partnerships that there began to appear in our great universe those species of beings which, as our dear Mullah Nasruddin would say, are neither fish nor fowl. As regards the possibility of this abnormal blending of two different kinds of exyohari for the conception and formation of a new planetary body of a being, it is necessary to give you the following explanation. On the planet Earth, as on other planets of our universe where Keshchapmartnian beings breed and exist, that is, three brain beings in whom the formation of the sacred Exyohari for the creation of a new being must take place exclusively in the presences of two beings of distinct, independent sexes. The fundamental difference between the sacred Exyohari formed in the presences of beings of opposite sexes, that is, in men and women, consists in this, that in the Exyohari, formed in the presences of beings of the male sex, the localized, wholly affirming or positive force of the sacred Triyamasikamno participates, while in the exioikare, formed in beings of the female sex, there participates the localized, wholly denying, or negative force of the same sacred law. Thanks to the all-gracious foresight and command of our Father of everything existing in the universe, and in accordance with the actualizing power of Great Mother Nature, in certain surrounding conditions, and with the participation of the third separately localized holy force of the sacred Triyamasi Kamno, namely with the holy reconciling force, the blending of the exyoihare formed in two separate beings of distinct independent sexes during the process of the sacred El Muano taking place between them brings about the arising of a new being. In the case I was speaking of, the abnormal blending of two heterogeneous kinds of exyoihare was possible only by virtue of a certain cosmic law known as the affinity of the numbers of the totality of vibrations, which began to act owing to the second Transalpinian perturbation on this ill-fated planet, and which then still continued to act on its common presence. Concerning this cosmic law, it is important to tell you that it arose and began to exist in the universe after the fundamental sacred law of Triyamasi Kamno had been modified by our Creator in order to render the Heropas harmless, and after its holy parts, until then entirely independent, had become dependent upon forces from outside. But, my boy, you will understand this cosmic law in all its aspects only when I shall explain in detail, as I have promised you, all the fundamental laws of world creation and world existence. Meanwhile, you should know that on normally existing planets anywhere in our great universe, the exyoihare formed in the presence of a three-brain being having organs of perception and transformation for localizing the holy affirming force of the sacred Triyamasi Kamno. In other words, the exyoihare formed in a three-brained Keshchapmartnian being of the male sex can never be blended, owing to that same law, with the exyoihare formed in the presence of a two-brained Keshchapmartnian being of the opposite sex. On the other hand, when a special combination of cosmic forces occurs, and this same law of affinity of the numbers of the totality of vibrations begins to act, the exyoihare formed in a three-brained Keshchapmartnian being of the female sex can sometimes, in certain surrounding conditions, blend quite well with the exyoihare formed in two-brained Keshchapmartnian beings of the male sex, but only as the active factor in the actualizing process of the fundamental sacred Triyamasi Kamno. In short, during those terrible years on that planet of yours, a phenomenon very rare in the universe appeared. That is, a blending of the exyoihare of two Keshchapmartnian beings of different brain systems and of opposite sexes. And the result was the arising of the ancestors of these terrestrial misconceived beings, now called apes, who give your favorites no peace and from time to time so agitate their strange reason. But when this terrible period was over, a relatively normal process of ordinary existence was reestablished on your planet, and your favorites of different sexes again began to find each other and exist together. And thereafter, those ape beings actualized the continuation of their species among themselves. And this continuation of their species was possible because the conception for the arising of the first of these abnormal beings had taken place according to the same external conditions that in general determine the presences of future Keshchakmartnian beings of active or passive sex. The most interesting result of this highly abnormal manifestation of the three brain beings of your planet is that there now exist a great many species of the descendants of these ape beings, differing in exterior form, and each of these different species bears a striking resemblance to some form of two-brained quadruped being still in existence there. This came about because the blending of the exioikare of the Keshchakmartnian three-brain beings of the female sex, which brought about the arising of the ancestors of those apes, proceeded with the active exioikare of the various species of quadruped beings that exist there even until today. Indeed, my boy, during my last personal stay on the planet Earth, when I happened, in the course of my travels, to come across the various species of apes, and in accordance with a habit that has become second nature, I observed them, I ascertained definitely that the whole of their outer functioning and the so-called automatic postures of each species of these contemporary apes are exactly like those in the common presence of certain normally arisen quadruped beings there. And their facial features are even exactly the same as those of particular quadrupeds. As for the psychic features of all the different species of these apes, they are absolutely identical, even down to minute details, with those of the psyche of the three brain beings of the female sex there.